Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
630, how do cicadas survive underground? Doesn't the frost line go 48 inches? Don't they freeze? Do they go 4 feet underground? That's like a four-part question. One, two, three, four questions in one, text.
You could answer them with one answer.
Yes.
Let's see. Come on.
No.
How far do they, where do they live?
Cicadas go as deep as 8 to 10 feet. No, it was more than that, wasn't it?
It was at least 10 feet.
It was at least 10 feet. And the larva, over all those years that they're underground, feed on tree roots. And so we were talking about whether cicadas are tasty snacks or not, one of the breaks. And I don't know that I would eat them. They eat tree sap, so, it'd be kind of piney.
Well, it was.
Would they be sweet?
I don't think they would actually eat that.
I've eaten one.
This
is way back.
You think I'm weird? Ask the chimney guy.
How many years? It was more than 17. 17 plus 13, maybe?
Oh, no. Double?
I don't know. I was in my teens.
Wow.
And I think it was Kevin Matthews, I remember, was on the radio talking about everyone eating cicada. So I had to eat a cicada.
Wow.
And...
Well, Kevin Matthews,
it's not the taste, it's the texture.
It's got to be the texture.
You crunch down on it, and then you get like a cream cheese explosion.
That's the part I can't handle. Solid. Yeah.
But and it was a bet.
If you're a bird, that's an amazing snack.
I'm sure.
Ironically, Kevin Matthews is on the roof of this building asking people to jump off it to see if they'll survive.
But yeah, to answer that texter's question,
so frost line is 48
they
inches.
They are way beneath the frost line, and they are well insulated in the ground.
Yeah.
Question for Bug Lady, which you are so commonly known as. Cicadas in Door County, Wisconsin, too sandy soil area. Are they up there?
Of course they will be, probably not as abundant, I would guess, as like our Chicagoland area, but they'll be up there for sure, because there's plenty of predators for them to eat too, so to eat the cicadas. But Door County's beautiful.
So when do they start populate?
End of May. So right now we're starting to see the emergence holes, and what they'll do is they'll kind of dig the tunnel to the surface and just so they can poke their little heads out and see if the weather conditions are perfect or enough for them to emerge. But we won't see the full emergence till end of May.
So they're bigger holes. So everybody who's had skunks in their yard that know that skunks dig perfectly circular holes to go get the grubs, is that what they're going for? Is that So these are bigger. Did I get it right? Did I get it right?
I have no idea. Yes, I feel like, did you watch Pepe Le Pew?
No, our neighborhood where I used to live in Charlemagne had them all over the places, and you would see these skunks just sitting on the
skunks
front lawn.
Are very tidy.
Yeah, and they were just, and they're burrowing down to get, I think we talked about on the
grubs,
show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, grubs. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're bigger, so those are like a half an inch in diameter.
Right.
These are full inch in diameter.
Like half to an inch, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you see that and you didn't pay to get...
I'm just wondering if you have a tape measure, if you own a tape measure, if you know what an inch even looks like. So.
I know what an inch looks like.
Got it.
Okay, trust me. 312-981-7200. I'm very, very well... I don't want to go there.
Thank you.
So let's talk about...
I want to talk about termites because that's the real threat right now. And I think it's... I mean, it's a combination of our mild winters and, moisture levels and things like that. But we are seeing more termites all over Chicago.
How do they travel?
Before.
I mean, how do they go?
They're underground too. So that's another insect that'll go deeper as it's colder. But if it's mild, then they're active closer to the surface all year round.
So you could be living in a home, not have any termite challenges ever.
And all of a sudden you might be in the basement and see some weird thing on the wall and it's a mud tube, So I'm telling people if you have not had a termite inspection in over 2 years, get on our schedule for peace of mind, because we're finding them everywhere. We even found them in Milwaukee. So
is there a cost for that?
Peace of mind inspection. We'll come and assess, take a look, make sure you're good to go. If you are on our regular ongoing healthy home maintenance plan, just ask your tech to do an extra check.
So where in the basement would be a prevalent area by a sump pump, by a window?
Any crack in the foundation is going to be a very easy highway for termites to get in. And they, because they're subterranean and because they need moisture to survive, they'll build these mud tubes surrounding themselves so they're protected. So if you don't hang out in your basement, if you've got an unfinished basement and you're not down there all the time, it could be overlooked really easily.
Hmm. And we've seen pictures of home inspections done for veterans because you need
VA loans.
You need VA loans, need as a termite. Yep. And the pictures of the homes, just to give listeners an idea, it's like sawdust,
right?
I mean, because these little bastards are going through that
and
wood.
And they can hang from the rafters. They can tunnel basically anywhere. But if you have a history of water leakage issues in your basement or around the foundation, that's a really good indication that you're drawing creatures like this to your property.
Isn't home ownership fun?
Oh, it's the black. But it's the best.
The good thing, though, with termites is whether you have them or not, we have a completely green system that we can put in that either it will cure an existing problem, but it will also prevent a problem if your neighborhood has issues and your neighbors have them.
It could be a safety issue, too. You might not even know you have them.
Right.
And you've got a porch.
Yeah, it can be structural.
Right.
Yeah, without a
100%.
Doubt.
I mean, all they eat is wood. And not just wood. I should clarify, they eat cellulose. So that could be newspapers. If you've got a hoarder that stacks newspapers in a room, that's a magnet for it. They'll eat drywall. They'll eat
insulation then.
Insulation. Yeah. Any kind of rotten wood in the yard, mulch. I mean, we're going to start to do some landscaping outside as you're digging in the dirt. If you see something that looks like a maggot, maybe think twice, because termites are often confused with maggots. They're like a creamy white color.
Hmm.
Another popular thing that happens this time of year is you'll see swarmers in the windows on the inside of homes if you have a colony on your property. And they are often confused with flying ants. So don't go to Google. Come to your local resource. Rose has been here since 1860. We're here for you. We'll come and do an assessment, give you peace of mind.
Nice.
And I always recommend to our realtor friends, too, because we're a huge resource for our realtor community. It's added peace of mind that you can sell your customers in a transaction. If you have, you got to know a guy. Yeah. But call us in and we'll make sure, because home inspectors, they look at everything, but a pest inspector is going to look for very specific pest-related things, and it's an added layer of security.
224 texted in, fourth floor condo, one window, bug lady issue.
Ladybug issue.
They've got bug ladies?
All right, switch it around. Ladybug issues, one window, fourth floor condo.
I bet it's on the south or west side.
All right.
We can help with that. That's an overwintering pest situation. So,
how do you get rid of that?
In the fall, we do an exterior treatment that puts a barrier on the exterior of the house or property so that they can't crawl up underneath the siding. That's how they're getting in and hiding out over winter.
So what do you do now?
So now we can just control them.
You vacuum them up.
Vacuum them if you got them on the inside. But we can do an exterior treatment now as well.
Fire?
No.
Blowtorch?
Fire inside your house?
Well, just like a controlled fire.
A controlled fire inside your house.
Yeah, just get like a blowtorch. Nice. Just light them up.
Oh, that's terrible advice.
Not what I recommend. Probably the Illinois Association of Firefighters does not approve of that.
Yeah.
But so you just vacuum them up?
That's what we do.
Because they're going to start to emerge as the sun warms the house, especially on the south and west sides. That's where it hits the strongest. It'll wake up anything that's been in diapause, which is kind of like a bug hibernation. So your box elder bugs, stink bugs, Asian beetles, cluster flies. Yep.
Got them all.
Yep. All those things get up underneath the siding before, as crops come down before winter. And then now you'll start to see them here and there. But we can help with that.
All right, let's take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 224. Janelle will call you during the next break. We're going to come back and talk about mice, because the last time you were on, we got mice calls.
Yep.
And we're going to dive a little deeper into that. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. More with Janelle Eugene, the bug lady, coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
It's you just, can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
It's there's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found
it. You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food.
Recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Your dad almost fell off that chair.
I believe it.
Yeah. He looked
yum.
It took him about 1/10 of 1 second to realize what she just said. He looked directly at me. And said, "Dave, there's something. She's I don't feel right. safe to be in this in the studio.
We know.
Yep. Either do I.
Yeah. See, it's a texture thing, though.
Right.
And you like that?
No, I don't. I don't really like the. You know, the.
Well, here I'm gonna. You're gonna have the news stations going to the chefs, and the chefs are gonna make cicada pasta and chocolate dip cicadas. Mm. It's all the same crap every 17 years.
What they do it? No, people do this.
You watch. Yeah. Every seven, whenever there's a big swarm like we're gonna have, they go to some chef, and the chef's like, "Oh yeah, here's a cicada," and they bring out a container of cicadas.
It'll be a vegan plate. No, not, well, I guess it couldn't because insects it's are
alive.
Live it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So
yeah. Figure
maybe maybe a plant based chef.
They're gonna go to a chef who wants to be on TV. Uh-huh. Okay, and and they're going to go, here's chocolate dip cicadas, here's sauteed cicadas. You know,
I don't care who asked me to eat it. I'm not going to eat it.
I guarantee you the one place, they won't go to the wiener circle because those people behind the counter will beat them up if they bring in a cicada and ask them to put it on a hot dog.
Not a chance.
You should.
How much was your bet? I'm trying to figure out, how much was it?
It must have been in the $5 range.
Five whole dollars.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but back then, that was
$50.
A ton of money. Yeah.
A ton of money.
And it was the second
but speaking
most
of
gross thing I've
eating
ever eaten.
Cicadas, you know, a lot of native wildlife will be taking advantage of the buffet this season. We're going to have a lot of fat birds, basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But a lot of mammals eat them, too. Praying mantises, spiders. There's a lot of predators out there.
I'm dying to know what the number one thing was.
First
thing
I also
it
wanted
was,
to know.
You said squeezed cheese in a minnow when we were fishing.
Oh boy.
Okay. In Canada.
Okay.
Oh, like the can of cheese?
Yeah, squeezed cheese in the minnow's mouth and then ate the minnow.
You Linda Man. How much was that?
It was probably around $5.
Oh my God. Hey,
this guy will do anything.
$10. Let's really see what we can do.
The best part was, it was his dad that sold it to him. They were in a fishing boat.
He was in the boat.
And he's like, "Rob, $5, you're
five
eating
bucks.
This.
Yeah.
Is this dead?
Yeah.
All right, or you're swimming back." 312-981-7200. We got Patty in Riverwoods.
Hi, Patty.
Can you imagine what's going to be happening?
How are you?
Patty?
Hi.
Do you live in the trees in Riverwoods there in the wooded area?
Kind of, yeah. Kind
oh,
of.
God. You poor girl.
Property. Why?
You're not going to be able to leave your house for 60 days.
She's going to go deaf this year because of the chainsaws in the trees.
Right.
The cicadas. We were talking about the cicadas, Patty.
Well, I missed one. When are they supposed to emerge?
End of May, early June.
Oh, so, end of May. Yeah.
So go on vacation from May to end
July
of June,
4th,
Patty.
So how long have you lived in Riverwoods?
46 years.
Oh, 46?
46 years.
Wow.
All right, so you've been through a couple of...
I grew up in Northbrook.
All right, so then you
Patty's
moved
used to it.
She moved on up to Riverwoods. Yeah, look at that. She moved
fancy.
She moved down the street, down Sanders Avenue down there to Riverwoods. Okay, so...
Actually, that's funny. That's where I live, my street.
There you go.
How did you know? Dave's a stalker now. Sorry, Patty.
I live in Northbrook, and I know where Sanders Road is, and I know where Riverwoods is.
Got it.
So you take... Sanders Roads to Riverwoods.
Got it. Okay.
So
Sanders Road to Saunders Road.
To Saunders Road. Yeah. Turns into Saunders Road. So,
Mike Cook.
So you.
I still own a house in Northbrook, so I'm there every day just about. Yep. So, Northbrook, Riverwoods.
Look at you, land baron. So you've been through these cycles 6-7 times?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long you been in your house in Riverwoods, Patty? How long you been living in Riverwoods?
46 years.
Okay, so you've been. Oh, so you've been,
experienced all of it.
You've
experienced so Patty, how can Janelle help you?
Yeah.
Well, I got a weird question. I've never noticed this before. Under my bird feeders, at night, there's long. You're talking about fishermen. They would love this. Big, juicy, worms.
Ooh.
And as soon as I get by them, they go into the hole.
Oh.
I've never noticed that before. Is that anything to do with them, the cicadas or anything?
No, there's a lot of bugs that live under the ground. And so if they're coming up like that and then kind of shying away, they're sensing your vibrations as you walk up to the area. And that's what's making them retreat back into the ground.
Mike's got a question.
I haven't noticed them ever.
Well, could the night crawlers be using the cicada holes
for easy access? That's possible.
They're lazy worms, is what you're saying. They're like, I don't want to dig my own hole.
Yeah, use this existing hole.
There's already a hole right here. Ready to go.
You know, it's interesting.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I never noticed it before.
Huh, yeah.
They go right back down in them the hole once I get close.
Because they can sense those vibrations as you walk near them. That's interesting. But that's a good snack for all kinds of mammals and birds. Too so, man, you got like a whole nature park going on there.
Go,
but they're harmless. Oh. It sounds pretty harmless.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't mind them.
Yeah,
have the fishermen come over.
There you go.
So, do you live west of Saunders Road, past 22? Deerfield
Road.
Deerfield Road. Yeah.
Yeah, I live north of that.
You live north of Deerfield Road. I know you're
at. Two golf courses.
Yeah.
I live north
Oh, you live down the street there. Okay, I know exactly where you're at.
Right.
Nice. You guys can have lunch someday.
Yeah, we could have coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Wait, I missed. Where are you from?
I'm in Northbrook. Saunders? I'm over by Techne, Walters and Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walters and Sanders. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get together.
Did some Walters yesterday.
Yeah, we'll go get a bagel at Once Upon a Grill, right? Oh. We'll have a little schmear.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely. All right.
Talk about mortgage rates.
We'll just talk about Patty's existence in Northbrook and why she moved up north to the booming town of Riverwood.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
all
in,
4 miles away. Hang on, Patty, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We'll get your contact information, and I'll get permission from my wife to have coffee with her. 312-981-7200. But before the break, mice. We got a minute before the break about mice.
Yes, I mean, and this is a great time of year. People are starting to spruce up their lawns and gardens and stuff, and as you're going around the foundation, you know, look for some telltale signs of mouse activity. Droppings, obviously, is one of them. But any openings the size of a dime is an invitation for mice to get in. So little simple fixes like replacing weather stripping on your doors and your garage, that can go a long way. But if you do have mice on your property or inside the house, you know, it is a nuisance, but it's also a health threat. So please reach out to us. We want to help.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
All right, go to WGNDavid.com to download podcasts of all of our previous shows and to get the contact information of every expert on the show. We're going to take a quick break here, come back with Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney. Yes. Chimney.
Nailed I got it. Chimney.
Chimney.
Nailed it. Chimney Chiru.
And we're going to talk about different ways to digest cheese-filled minnows after these messages. 312-98, your father, that's child abuse.
Yeah, it probably is. Called DCFS on him.
I think there's a 50-year statute.
A lot went down in the 70s that they should have called DCFS.
Oh, probably. You're probably right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think we need to send an officer out to document this. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. The news is next with Kevin Wells from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's when I turn the microphone on. Yep. Well, some people would disagree with that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, download podcasts of the show, and also download at WGNRadio.com. Behind the Badge, Illinois, which is a podcast that I do with police chiefs, the Illinois Association Chiefs of Police, about law enforcement topics through the eyes of police chiefs located throughout the state of Illinois. You wanted to mention mosquitoes before we get over.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking what time of year should we start thinking about mosquito control for the yard, and the answer is now. We've actually, our customers that get the program every year, they know to like get on our schedule this month. But this is when we're starting to schedule them out. It's a monthly service that we do. It's wonderful if you like spending time in your yard, entertaining, grilling. If you've got some graduation parties scheduled for this year, Memorial Day cookouts, 4th of July. We got you. And we have a free mosquito risk assessment that we can do for you, too. So get on our schedule, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Skinny dip parties, which are common in
at your house.
In my house.
At Northbrook?
In Northbrook.
In my house.
Okay.
Patty's going to join.
Which is in Northbrook. I was going to invite my neighbor Patty in Riverwoods now. If she could get out of her garage without killing 1,700 cicadas on the way down her driveway. Phone number one more time before we hit
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.